We come in our reading in Exodus this morning to the 31st chapter. Not only does God give to his people all of the details and specifications for the building of the tabernacle and even for the clothing of the priests, but now he determines who's going to oversee all this work. Who's going to perform the work? Too often in the church, in our own day, we look around and we see that we lack the resources, so we make no attempt to do what God has called us to do. But God always provides the people and the things that are necessary for us to do his commands. God put wisdom in their hearts, the text tells us, so that they're equipped with all of the proper skills to accomplish the things that were to be done. He's in control of the entire operation. These people, we're told, were wise of heart because God gave them their skill and craftsmanship and the ability to accomplish the task. The writer of Hebrews reminds us that the tabernacle of the Old Testament was built with human hands, but it was built under the direction and empowerment of God to be a shadow and a copy of that true heavenly tabernacle that we will one day, where we will one day worship with Christ himself as our high priest. There's a final note in this chapter about the building of the tabernacle and the laws for the priests, and that is a reminder to keep the Sabbath. They were to do this great work, but they were not to labor on the Sabbath day. Because the Sabbath was a sign. When Israel kept the Sabbath, they were demonstrating that Yahweh was their God, that he'd set them apart to holiness. Sabbath breaking was a very serious offense. It required death. There are two additional purposes given for the Sabbath. First, it is a sign of the eternal covenant relationship between God and his people. To break the Sabbath was literally to break the covenant. And secondly, the Sabbath points to the creation, to God's creative work that rests on the seventh day when he is finished. When someone celebrates the Sabbath, we're honoring God. We are praising him for his work in creation and committing ourselves to the covenant promises of Scripture. These laws, the text ends, came directly from God. The tablets written with the very finger of God. How personal, how very intimate that the God of all creation, the God of the universe, would write down these things for our benefit with his own finger. The God's people were to know and observe these things because they were God's commands. I read for you the 31st chapter of the book of Exodus. Hear now the word of the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "See, I have called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And I have filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship, to devise artistic designs, to work in gold, silver, and bronze, in cutting stones for setting, and in carving wood, to work in every craft. And behold, I have appointed with him Aholiab, the son of Ahisamach, of the tribe of Dan. And I have given to all able men ability, that they may make all that I have commanded you, the tent of meeting, and the ark of the testimony, and the mercy seat that is on it, and all the furnishings of the tent, the table and its utensils, and the pure lampstand with all its utensils, and the altar of incense, and the altar of burnt offering with all its utensils, and the basin and its stand, and the finely worked garments, the holy garments for Aaron the priest and the garments of his sons for their service as priests, and the anointing oil and the fragrant incense for the holy place. According to all that I have commanded you, they shall do it." And the Lord said to Moses, "You are to speak to the people of Israel and say, 'Above all, you shall keep my Sabbaths, for this is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that you may know that I, the Lord, sanctify you. You shall keep the Sabbath because it is holy for you. Everyone who profanes it shall be put to death. Whoever does any work on it, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, holy to the Lord. Whoever does any work on the Sabbath day shall be put to death. Therefore the people of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, observing the Sabbath throughout their generations as a covenant forever. It is a sign forever between me and the people of Israel that in 6 days the Lord made the heaven and earth, and on the seventh day he rested and was refreshed. And he gave to Moses, when he had finished speaking with him on Mount Sinai, the 2 tablets of the testimony, tablets of stone written with the finger of God. Thus far, the reading of God's word.